Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are back now to make some football picks. Boomer and Geo on the Fan, CBS Sports Network. Today's football picks are brought to you by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice, air, PTAX, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. Winners Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. And by Bruni and Campisi, Westchester, Greenwich, and Stamford's home heating experts, available 24/7. All right, Jerry Recco can clinch the season victory this week.
Nice.
He just needs a couple of wins, as he's won 61 games on the year, going 3-0-1 last week. Boomer and I had winning weeks, but Jerry had a 3-0-1 week. We were 2-1-1. So divisional playoff weekend, four games. Jerry, let's go.
And not to brag, but 7-0-1 in the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
Just saying. All right, NFL divisional round. We've got two games Saturday, two Sunday. We start with the Colts and the Chiefs in Kansas City, KC -5.5.
Man, I really like what the Indianapolis Colts have done, and I think that on both sides of the ball, they're a more sound football team than what the Chiefs are because of that Chiefs defense, but the best unit on the field is going to be the Chiefs offense, and they cannot lose this game. And I think once it gets going and Mahomes gets into the rhythm and the fans settle in because they're going to be nervous as hell because they never win at Arrowhead and it's Andy Reid, then you're just going to see Patrick Mahomes flex his muscles. If you look at how that Colts defense played towards the end of the year, yeah, really well. But look at the quarterbacks they went against. We're talking Blaine Gabbert and Marcus Mariota and Eli Manning and a bunch of other guys that aren't very good and aren't Patrick Mahomes. So give me the Kansas City Chiefs to win and cover and keep this magical season for Froggy continuing next week in the championship game.
I think the highest scoring game of the four games this weekend, I think both teams are going to go up and down the field. It's going to come down to who makes that crucial mistake that costs his team a game. I think the quarterback that has the ball last is going to be able to win this game, and I think that's going to be Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck has been on a roll. He and Frank have been in sync with one another. The least sacked quarterback in the league with the second most attempts in the league. That tells you how good their offensive line is. That tells you how in sync Andrew Luck is with their offense. I think that Patrick Mahomes is going to have a huge game here. There's no reason not to think that. I think Kelce and Tyreek Hill are going to give the Colts defense fits. I like the Colts to win outright, 38-34.
I have not paid attention to the spread all year, but I'm with Boomer. I think the team that's got the ball last wins. I'll take the Colts with the 5.5. Cowboys-Rams, Saturday night in L.A. The Rams, as of this morning, -7.
I know you got the Cowboys. I'm going to take the Cowboys, too, to win outright 27-24. And the reason I'm going to do that is because I like their defense. I like the speed on their defense. They really have started to figure it out. And plus, Dak Prescott, that last game at the Giants, is going to maybe show up here. Can they get something out of Dak Prescott offensively down the field with Amari Cooper? I like the Cowboys to win the game 27-24, and I'm not so sure how Todd Gurley looks, but if he goes over 100, they'll win. And I think that, as you heard Jason Garrett say, he is our number one priority. They will try to keep him under 100 yards. I like them to be able to do that with this defense. They win 27-24.
I said this all morning long. I feel like the Rams are that team that we forget about because everybody falls in love with the wild card weekend teams, and the Cowboys are always going to get more attention because they're the Cowboys, and the Rams are going to come out on Saturday night and just offensively explode like they did earlier on in the season and wow people and go, oh, that's right. The Rams were really, really good. If Sean McVay is this offensive genius and had all this time to figure it out against a really good Cowboys defense, and I think if the Rams get up big in the game, it's going to be very, very difficult for the Cowboys to come back in this one on the road. Give me the Rams -7, and they're moving on.
All right, we move on to Sunday. The Chargers seem to be the trendy pick. They are getting 4 points at New England against a well-rested Patriot team.
I think Gronk's a difference maker here. I think he's healthy. I haven't heard anything about him not being up to speed for this game. I do know that the Chargers are going to come in maybe with the best balanced team in football, but As you heard Philip Rivers say, it's all about scheme, so it's in his head. He's 0-7 against Tom Brady. It's 0-8. Pats win 30-27. Chargers cover.
So you're taking the Chargers.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't take credit for the line. You say Gronk is the difference maker. I heard someone describe him this year as running around with a piano on his back, and that's sort of what it looks like. And I don't think that he's going to be a difference maker, and I don't see anybody on this Pats offense that's going to be a difference maker. It's going to be Bosa and Ingram that are the difference makers on defense. The Chargers get it done. I think the Chargers win this game, and I think they cover. I could be the ultimate fool in this one because I'm picking against this great Patriot team, but I rode the Chargers last week. I've been saying it all this week. I can't go against it now. I think the Chargers go to the AFC title game, go into Foxborough and win this one.
And I've rode the Patriots all season long. I'll do it again. New England -4. Final game, Eagles getting 8 points in New Orleans.
I think the Philadelphia Eagles will cover this game. I don't think they're going to get blown out. Nick Foles at quarterback as opposed to Carson Wentz, who threw 3 interceptions the last time these two teams played. Jason Peters said it this week, and I'm going to ride him all the way into New Orleans, saying that this is not going to be the same type of game that we played in Week 11. I think the Saints will win the game because it is at home. They're very difficult to beat in that building. But, however, Philly will cover the number. I got the Saints winning 27-23.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one. I got the same deal. I think the Eagles are going to cover. I mean, you pick it against them all year. It's a fool's gold when you pick the team that the Philadelphia Eagles are going against in the postseason the last couple of years. But the Saints are too damn good. They'll find a way. Might be a backdoor cover. I don't know. But the Eagles will cover. New Orleans is the best team in football, in my opinion. They're going to go to the Super Bowl. It's going to be a tough game, but they'll find a way to win this one for sure, but the Eagles will keep it close.
Magic runs out this weekend, a repeat from 4 weeks ago. The Saints in a blowout over the Eagles on Sunday.
Blowout.
Whoa. Blowout.
Blowout.
Jerry, pretty confident there.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, he should be.
Yes.
Man, I'm going against Jerry. I'm going against Jerry in how many games?
In everyone. I think me and Boomer are 2-2.
Oh, no.
And all of them?
All of them.
For real?
Yeah. Wow. I had the Chiefs, the Rams, the Eagles, and the Chargers.
That's all.
And don't forget Al's four-team $5 parlay.
$5 four-team parlay. Okay. A $5 bet could win you almost $70.
Oh, wow. Life-changing stuff, man.
Not great, but.
Make sure you watch it on Twitter. We post the video. Everybody posts the video. And it's a Boomer Love Triangle theme this week, which is a fun one.
And we check in with Jerry live from Dallas.
Oh, really? Wow. You already went to Dallas. That's great. Man, you guys got a budget now. It's crazy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.